Hey there, thanks for listening and welcome to the Marketing Matchmaker Podcast. If you're looking to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, all while staying true to who you are and the people you serve, this is the show for you. I'm Jennifer Tamborski, digital marketing strategist, fractional CMO, and founder of Virtual Marketing Experts. My team and I work with six and seven figure coaches, consultants, and online entrepreneurs who are tired of playing the guru game of one size fits all marketing. They're ready to create a business and marketing strategy that actually builds relationships with their ideal clients, creates massive shifts in their business, and rapidly increases their revenue. As your marketing matchmaker, I'm going to help you find the perfect marketing match for you. This show will teach you how to reach your ideal client, connect with your audience, build that perfect relationship, and generate more revenue, all through a process I like to call dating your ideal client. Now let's go have some fun. Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. How crazy is it that we are already in the fourth quarter of this year? I mean, seriously, I know that I have been saying this a lot, but this year has seemed to just flown by from me. And there are a ton of growth and change that's been happening over the last 10 months in my life and my business. And sometimes it's hard to really see all of the positive and negative things that have happened because we're so mired in the day-to-day. So this is why I take at least 1 week of October every year to do three things. First, I review the last 10 months of this year. It allows me to assess what has worked and what hasn't. Second, I make adjustments to my plan for the fourth quarter because reality is we still have 2 months to finish the year strong. So based on the information I learned from the review, I make those adjustments. And lastly, I start planning for the next year. This gives me plenty of time to really set that plan in motion and launch it in late December, early January, as opposed to starting the planning process in December. You see, I've been a planner my whole life. I love to map things out and have a really good, tangible idea of what's happening, how it's happening, and even why it's working or not working. Don't believe me? Just ask my family. I sometimes drive them insane with my plans. You see, my sister actually once said to me that I get everything I want. And while that's patently untrue, what is truthful in that statement is that I get everything that I plan for. Because a plan, when you have a plan and you execute that plan successfully, you're going to get the end goal of it. This, my friends, is exactly what I want for you and your business. You see, unfortunately, I see too many entrepreneurs try the lean back and go with the flow or go by the seat of your pants route. And they wonder why things aren't going their way. So often they throw things out there on the internet, similar to throwing spaghetti at a wall, and hope, wish, and pray that it's going to work. And without a plan, I can tell you from both observation and experience, that methodology rarely works. I see a lot of coaches constantly reinventing the wheel and moving from thing to thing or offer to offer without really following through on that one thing. We've talked about this in other episodes, that one thing that you do better than anybody else. And that one funnel, evaluating it and looking at it from a point of view of what needs to be shifted or changed. So instead of making small changes, they throw the baby out with the bathwater and just try the next thing that they think will work. This is a theme that I discuss with my clients often, because reality is business owners rarely actually create an overall strategy or plan and stick to it long term. Oftentimes when people come to work with me, they have tried all of the things. They've been throwing spaghetti at the wall for months or years, and it hasn't worked. Let's face it, we are a society of instant gratification, and we really want those instant results in our business. Heck, I'm even guilty of it myself. And what I know is when you make a plan and stick to it, well, it's a lot like getting into your car and turning on your GPS. Even if you know where you're going, putting in your destination allows you to see the best and the fastest way to get there without too many detours or bumps in the road. And this is what planning allows you to do in your business as well. Knowing where you're going, what your goal or your target is, and the best route to get you there, the strategies that work for you and your business, and most importantly, your audience. Because we're in the first month of quarter four, now is the perfect time to take a look at where you've been so far this year. Analyze your sales performance for the last 9 months. Review how these objectives have stacked up for you in 2021 so that you can set up 2022. Are you on track to meet your goals? And if you're not, what can you do in this last push of the fourth quarter to adjust them, to meet them? Here's the cold, hard truth. We still have a full quarter left to make adjustments and reach those goals or even push beyond them. It gives us time to look forward into the new year and assess what it is we want to take with us from 2021 and what it is that we need to change in 2022. I always begin my planning for the next year this month, because by October, I have a really good sense of what has worked this last year and what hasn't. It allows me to make adjustments to my plan for the fourth quarter and begin planning for the next year with solid data behind me. This is a great time to think of your strategy. You can't be strategic unless you know what's most effective. The last thing you want to do is pour more time and money into marketing strategies that didn't produce any results. So as you plan, make sure you take the time to really review your efforts from this last year. Over the course of the next several episodes, we're going to dive deeper into how I go about reviewing my business and planning for the coming year. For me, there are three areas that I really focus on. The first is the review. So what metrics should you be looking at? You really want to review your progress, identify how you can make the most of the market position you've already established, and decide where you can take your business next. Also, assuming you conducted an annual review of your business last year, it's a good idea to dust off those goals and measurements results and compare them to this year. Where did you succeed? Where did you fall short? What strategies and tactics worked and what didn't? Answering these questions will really help you establish your goals from the upcoming year, which is the second area that I focus on for my year in review and my planning for the next year. And that's your goal settings. So you really want to make both long-term and short-term goals. Those short-term goals should exist to service your long-term goals. At this point of the year, those short-term goals are really November and December. What can you do to both support your year and make your next year even better? The idea is to keep building and growing month over month, quarter over quarter, year after year, because momentum is key. Realizing that you still have 2 months of the year left, you can really make a difference in your current year by creating goals for the remainder of the fourth quarter. This can set you up for success in the coming year. And the last area that we're going to cover is strategic planning, because how are you going to reach those goals for the remainder of this year and next year if you don't have a plan to take you there? Strategic plans really establish a direction for your business to take. It will help you to sharpen your focus in order to get there. Strategic planning can therefore help your organization develop the right goals and targets to help everyone focus on meeting them. One of the biggest benefits of strategic planning is that it creates a single vision that you can align your company with. And if you have a team, or if it's just you, really being aware of what your overall company goals are, the how and the why the goals were chosen, and what you can do to reach them, you can create an increase of, well, responsibility, but more of a path forward for your business. Here's the best part. Because your marketing strategy should be an integral part of your overall business plan, you get to also look at your business as a whole and assess what went wrong and what you did exceptionally well. This really does help you to create a strong business foundation, which then allows you to grow and scale your business.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.